Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the podcast series on Salesforce, Einstein GPT, and Data Cloud. My name is Samson Peter. I am Associate Director of Salesforce at Royal Cyber. And today we are going to talk about Salesforce Data Cloud features, usage, and what makes it so unique. As part of the panel, I have with me Taha Hamid. He is the Salesforce Technical Architect at Royal Cyber. And Dhana Rani, she is Senior Salesforce Developer at Royal Cyber. So we'll start with Taha. Taha, can you tell us what Salesforce Data Cloud is and give us a brief history of the product?
Sure thing, Samson. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me for this podcast. Now coming to your question, what Salesforce Data Cloud is and what about the history of this product. So I will first try to describe you what exactly Salesforce Data Cloud is. So Salesforce Data Cloud is a product of Salesforce, where it owns CRM, and now it has been extensively growing and taking its level to the next era, I would say, of technology. Well, when it comes to the Data Cloud, so actually this particular product ensures to power your company with the customers' unified and real-time data, whatever data you have, like whatever customers you are having and whatever data you are keeping in the system. This Data Cloud actually defines a sort of a centralized system through which you can unify and get the real-time data at any point of time. You can organize data within the Salesforce and data coming up from different external data sources. It could be any third-party system. It could be marketing cloud. We are going to cover that afterwards. But on a very high level, I'm just talking about it. And on top of it, you cannot just ingest the data, but also you can personalize that data and gauge it into different segments. Like maybe once you get the data from different sources, and then you unified it in the Data Cloud, and then you can send this data out to any other system so that other system can also have the unified data. And this way you can maintain this data in sync everywhere instead of having different copies. So that's the power of this Data Cloud, and a short intro, I would say. Samson, talking about the other part of your question about the history, so I'll go in the previous days when Salesforce actually launched this product as Customer 360 Audience, which was in 2020. Then Salesforce renamed this product as Salesforce CDP in 2021, and following in 2022, Salesforce again named it something else, which is Marketing Cloud Customer Data Platform. Then we got another new name back in 2022 when the Dreamforce event happened. Salesforce named this product as Salesforce Genie. And afterwards, finally in 2023, we got this new name, Salesforce Data Cloud. And the reason was very pretty much simple, because they want to get it extensive. They want to, the Salesforce has a vision to empower this to different systems. And, you know, like Salesforce just keep investing on the generative AI part of it. So as an innovation, they actually named it as Salesforce Data Cloud so that this name can be generic. And I think that's a very cool name which they give it to this product.
Thanks for sharing history of the Data Cloud, Taha, and covering the basics for us. My second question for you is, what are the main features of Data Cloud and how companies can benefit from it?
Well, that's a great question, Samson. So, I would like to answer this question in two parts. First, let me try to cover the features of it. There are mainly three features. One is connect. What is connect? Connect is connecting all those data sources, which I've initially talked during my first answer. So get those data connected with Salesforce Data Cloud. You can leverage out of those connectors. You can define APIs and then get those data in within your Data Cloud. That is what we call the concept of connect. Then the next feature comes is harmonize. What is harmonize? it's a process of transforming your data, which you are getting from different sources, into a standardized data model so that this will be unified. And again, then you can go ahead and then use this same data in different insights and different segmentation. And the last part is activation, through which you can actually use this unified data and get that data out to any other, I would say, other system, maybe like Tableau or any analytics tool, or so much you can do with this data. Well, coming to the second part of this question, like how the companies can get the benefit of this data cloud. So I would like to highlight few of the industries or business sectors and the use cases where this data cloud can be a great, I would say, a great piece of system to help them. Let's discuss about financial services. So the sectors that belongs to financial services, data cloud can actually help them with the live events of like what deposits or revenues coming up, any fake or fraud transactions or if going on, and all those real-time journeys about the customers, and to notify the customers with any sort of suspicious behavior, everything can be taken care in the data cloud so that you don't need to look into other systems. From data cloud, you will have hands on anything, all those aspects of that data. Now, not just financial services, the other sector I can talk about is the healthcare. So data cloud can help this sector by integrating multiple telematics system to calculate the health score of the patients, or the, I would say, not customers, but the patients, or any critical points that belongs to the care of the I would say the patients, and onboarding or any of the healthcare providers. And it will also reduce the kind of the ambiguities with the data, and then you can use this data of the patients, this unified, I would say, unified data to any other analytics tool. And now coming to some sort of retail and consumer goods sector, so they can get the insights into the personalized ad or the audiences, like what sort of content they want to see in sort of, if you are doing some marketing or publishing material. So you can have a look at what sort of preferences the customer is having. And last but not the least, I can name media and communication sector, where they can identify the purchasing window of the new devices, or whatever transactions or purchasing a customer is doing, we can maintain in a data cloud and have a better sync of all this information. And this can benefit in terms of reaching out to the customer with the relevant preferences. Well, these are some of the main sectors which I've just talked about and how they can be benefited of this data cloud. Thank you, Samson.
Thank you, Taha. Thank you for answering these questions for us. So my next question is for Rani. Rani, can you tell us what is the correlation between data cloud and customer 360?
Yes, Samson. The term data cloud and customer 360 refers to different concepts, but they can be related in context of managing and utilizing the data in organizations or businesses. Like coming to data cloud, the term generally refers to, it is a cloud-based platform or service. Like, it enables the organizations to store, manage, and analyze the data, and this is the large volume of data in the flexible and scalable way. So it allows businesses to organize, from various sources, it allows businesses to access from various sources, like bunch of records. It's a bunch of ways. Multiple ways. So data platform like I mean, it's providing a tool for integrating data from various sources like sales, service, marketing, as well as, I mean, for example, it providing a tools for data integration, data storage, and data processing, as well as it may support various data types like structured and unstructured also. Coming to customer 360 view, the 360 degree view of the customer, like it is a concept it revolves around creating a comprehensive and unified view of the customer service, like a unified view of the comprehensive view of the customer data, like by aggregating the data sources from different sources like different touch points and different customer interactions. So this is customers 360. So in this customer 360, we are integrating and collecting data from various sources. These like our customer interactions or third parties like on the sales, service, marketing and support team and other mobile apps also. So coming to correlation, the correlation between the customer 360 and data cloud is when to play, like when organization use the data cloud platform to store and manage, analyze the data, this diverse data needed for building a customer 360 view. So data cloud focuses on providing a flexible and scalable infrastructure for us. So customer 360 focuses on using this leverage this infrastructure to build our leverage this infrastructure to create a unified and comprehensive view of the profile. So the correlation between, these are interconnected in the sense like a well-implemented data cloud a well-implemented data cloud can support the data requirements of the customer strategy. So this is the correlation between those.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing the correlation between data cloud and customer 360. My second question for you, Rani, is how actually data cloud works. If you can explain us a little about that.
Yes, Samson, it's a great questions to for me. And here, how data cloud really works, like in the first and foremost step is to connect all of the data sources to your data cloud. Like that data sources may be your Salesforce CRM, that is your third party systems, that is your, for example, if you have a data in any third party applications, any mobile apps, you can get that data as well as, for example, if you want to get data from Amazon Web Services, okay, you can get the data as well. So these how we are using the data connectors, data sources, like. So the second step is connect. So in this connection step, how data comes into our data cloud? Like, for example, here two ways. Here the transactional data and batch data also is there. So coming to, in the data connection, so here data comes to two types. Batch and streaming data. Batch data means we are connecting, we get the data bunch of records at a time. So streaming data means, for example, it every 5 minutes it's seeing the data. It's a real-time data. For example, if you are using any smartwatch, any smart applications, so for example, if you are taking a run now, for example, your blood pressure rate and your run rate, so your heartbeat rates being captured by the data cloud. So this is called the streaming data. This is our real-time data. So this data also we can get that from the streaming wise. So this is the connections, like here all of this data comes into our all of these data coming to our system, like going to be different formats, like for example, let's say example, if you have the customer in Salesforce CRM, he may be presented in lead option or contact option. So the same customer data may be presented in marketing cloud as a subscriber. So here the same customer data in may be presented in commerce cloud as a profile. So these are the different data sources. We are connecting the data from different objects, like these same data saved in the bunch of different system from different formats, like different formats. So this is the connection step. So in the connection step, we connect the data from all of these different sources. Once we connect the data from in the data sources, so the next step is harmonize. So in this harmonize step, what we will do in this all of this data coming to map this all of these bunch of records all of these data mapped into a common data model, like this is a canonical model cloud information model also. So now we are calling the canonical model. So that's here you can map all of these into common format, like because why we are using this common format, it is going to build our applications very easily. So all of these customers data map in the common format in the harmonize steps. Once we are done with the harmonization, next we are moving to the unification step. In this unification step, even though you map all of this data into common format, let's say for example, you mapped a subscriber information, you mapped a lead information, you mapped a profile information as well. As so here there are three different rows saved in the different formats corresponding to the same customer. So all of these three different formats, three different rows, it's creating a one unified individual record in the unification step. So once we're done in the unification process, now we are get the single source of truth. So that is a customer 360 model. Once we are get that single source of truth customer 360 model, so here we need to once we're done with the unification step, for example, here I want to send this data to Tableau applications, like any third party applications. So for example, if I want to send this data to marketing cloud CRM as well, as so here I just create a segments for this marketing cloud Aux, and I created some activation target for that. Activation target list in the select marketing cloud. So here the unification data come back sit into the marketing cloud as well. As here in this unification step is not for the come back to the all CRMs and third party applications. For example, if you want to perform any email performance and journey performance, you can proceed for that. And if you want to send this data to integrate data to your Tableau application, for example, creating any reports and dashboard as well, as you can perform this as well. As so this is Data Cloud works really. So here this is the way we get the unification record, golden record for us.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Rani.
Thank you.
This is all from our end today. We'll meet next week in another episode of the Einstein GPT and Data Cloud series. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Samson.
Thank you, Samson.